Now to a state legislator who is unopposed in this election, Republican State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington. Months after the Department of Corrections closed a couple of buildings at the state prison in Pontiac and transferred a lot of prisoners elsewhere, Berrickman says he's still getting no answers from the agency. In this conversation with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker, Berrickman says the latest fruitless attempt was when the corrections director recently appeared before the Legislative Audit Commission.
We had a really unfortunate exchange. I've been asking questions for some time now about what happened and why people locally weren't given a heads up to the significant inmates that were transferred, whether the rules were followed on the transfers, and whether the department, the director, would give us some direction as to the future of that facility. I've never gotten any answers, and at the Audit Commission hearing recently, I was came out of it very disappointed. The director seemed very defensive. He accused me and my line of questions as being politically driven. He called me a Republican several times as if that was meaningful to something. And the result of our unproductive exchange was several members of the Audit Commission reminded the director that we're all lawmakers. We represent in the Senate 200 and some thousand people. And we, of course, have a responsibility to our constituents. Even the Democratic chair of the commission pushed back on the director and reminding him that as representatives, we're going to have questions and that they should, the department should come forward and be transparent and answer those. So it was a very unproductive and unfortunate outcome.
Have there been any more transfers or indications that the Department of Corrections is going to phase out Pontiac?
I don't know. I wouldn't characterize what's occurred as leading to a phase out necessarily. But there's certainly certain wings of the facility have been closed. It appears to be permanently. The inmate population has diminished significantly as a result of the transfers. And it certainly seems today as though the facility is in a permanent state that is quite different than it was just a few months ago. I'd like to know the administration's plan for it. I got very non-responsive answers. He talked about the fact that there's a staffing issue in corrections, which has long existed. Quite honestly, there's a staffing issue in the employment community at large. It's not just government these days. So he wants to do some job fairs, which I would welcome. But the real question that the people of Central Illinois want to know is, under this administration, what is the plan for the Pontiac Correctional Center? And I think that deserves an answer.
Well, since you didn't get it at the Audit Commission, how can you get that answer?
Well, I think we're going to keep pushing. I've been talking with my Democratic colleagues who, again, share in some of these perspectives. And there's a sensitivity there. There's an election around the corner, we all know. But I think what will likely happen is we'll get through the election. Maybe then we'll see some advancement on a joint hearing where we can put some bipartisan transparency on this. The Audit Commission is an avenue. It's not one that I've pushed for with significance, but there is the possibility of doing an audit of the historical events. It won't answer the future questions, but it'll at least answer my questions about what happened and whether the procedures were followed. So I'm going to keep pushing on this, and I hope, that we're able to get some answers.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker talking with State Senator Jason Berrickman. The governor of Texas has shipped, by last count, more than 1,000 migrants to Chicago from Texas, where they'd been in holding, which leads to the question, what should Illinois as a state do to process or to deal with this influx?
I've long said immigration is an issue at the federal level that deserves a solution, and we're clearly not there at the federal level. The reality of serving in any level of government is you have to deal with the issues that are in front of you today. The fact that 1,000 people, immigrants, show up in our state means that we need to do something about it. I think there's a human element that exists. I think it's unfortunate that, there's been some bickering between the states, but you also see some bickering between the governor and municipal leaders, right, about giving people notice about these immigrants who are being asked to – are being shuttled from one community to the next. I think we all ought to step back and take a deep breath and say, look, these are human beings who've literally shown up at our doorstep, and we need to do our best to do something about that and provide them some type of services and accommodations. And again, step back from the very heightened political rhetoric and look to what we might be able to do to help these people who are literally going through a life-changing event. We do have services around the state that are designed to help people who are going through these types of circumstances where they've got immigration issues, they've got financial issues, they've got housing issues, some basic needs there that I think now that they're here, the state has a role in helping to fulfill.
What's the avenue to do that? Is it the Illinois Emergency Management Agency? Is it other service providers within state agencies? What?
Well, I think you have to look to – sure, the state has a role here, but we really need to partner with our local communities. I think local communities do the best at delivering the services. The basic needs include housing and food. And the best ability for us to deliver housing services and food services, I think, comes at a local level. It's supported by the state. We have state grants and, you know, the DHS and DCFS, like if we're dealing with kids. There's state agencies and support systems there. But ultimately, there's state dollars that help create programs at a local level, which I think do the best at serving people in need.
Do you think that at this point the agencies should handle it, or is there a role for state lawmakers to say, hey, we should be doing X in this context?
Well, there might be a role for us. I don't know the answer to that yet. We've always had immigrants come here. And so I don't know that there's a new program necessarily that needs to be created. It's looking at what exists. I think it's a combination of state and local, but we definitely need that local willingness to step up and to help.
It is, by various definitions, a political stunt, a political act, a pointed rejoinder that this is a problem that needs solution. There are various purposes that this technique from Governor Abbott of Texas can have. How do you think the effect will play out on the Illinois election? Is this a good look for Republicans?
I don't know. I believe that there's a human element here. And while I think a message has been sent around the country that there's an immigration problem, maybe it's a heightened recognition of it, but that's not new. The human element is, suggestions that these people are part of a political chess game is, I don't think, appropriate. These are human beings. I focus on them. They are going through probably one of the most traumatic experiences in their life. And rather than, thinking about how we ought to position this politically, I think the real issue is how do we best, as a state, problem solve on the fact that we have 1,000 new people here who face very significant challenges. I'm not sure that that's the Republican line of the day, but it is one that it's one that I believe in, and I think it's one that is, as you look around Illinois Republicans, I think we ought to recognize that these people are here, and our job is to help solve problems, including for them.
In taking that human-centered focus, are you saying that Governor Abbott should not have used this tool?
Well, I don't think that shipping people from one state to another, it certainly comes off as being not in tune to the human element of the situation.
That's State Senator Jason Berrickman of Bloomington Normal. He spoke with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker.